Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Sometimes we give a little extra financial and emotional support to a young adult who needs it. But how and when does it end? We'll talk about this and a lot more on this week's podcast, How Can I Support My Anxious Young Adult? It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to empower you to get that enjoyable family you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, please don't be shy. We're all going to benefit from your question. So come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And while you're there, download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. As always, this podcast is for educational purposes. It is not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, today we're hearing from Heather from British Columbia, Canada. And Heather writes, our 21-year-old daughter has been managing severe generalized anxiety and panic disorder since she was 15 years old. She's been living on her own for almost 2 years and working at an entry-level job with our additional financial support. She has been building on her strengths and developing independence. However, when the unpredictable happens, roommate changes, relationship changes, overwhelmed at work, etc., the anxiety symptoms flood in and she becomes overwhelmed, then reverts back to dependence and need. How can we continue to support her growth and independence through these episodes? Is there a time when you press the reset button, move home, begin again? Well, thanks for your question, Heather, and it is a very important one, and as you read or listen, you'll see why I feel so strongly about it. You're telling me that your 21-year-old daughter is managing severe generalized anxiety disorder with occasional panic attacks, and she has had this condition since she was 15. Since she was 19, you've been supporting her living out of the home in an entry-level position. You say she's improving in her level of independence, yet gets overwhelmed and reverts back to depending on, I assume you, when there are normal life stressors. Heather, now you're wondering if there is a time to hit reset, have her move home, and begin again. Okay, well, here's what I don't understand. Your daughter was diagnosed at 15 with anxiety, yet I'm guessing she's intelligent. I assume talented in some ways, which we all are. Here she is, 6 years later, still in the same place. I'm not sure why she suffers from anxiety. Is it her basic temperament? Was there trauma in her development? But rather than getting successful treatment for her anxiety and continuing to move forward in her life socially, academically, vocationally, emotionally, she's remained a victim of her anxiety, and she relies on you for financial and emotional support. Well, okay, well, if she moves home, what then? Here is the challenge of moving home, and there are certainly circumstances when it makes sense, but when your young adults move home, they tend to experience themselves as younger than they do out in the world, and they behave younger as well. Early in my adulthood, even after I became a licensed psychotherapist, when I would visit home, I'd be cued into feelings and behaviors that were reminiscent of my childhood and my role in the family. So this is a common experience, and what we don't want for your daughter is to stay stuck in her role in family dynamics. I don't know what they are, but we want her loosened up from it and developing herself. So, Heather, while I don't have a lot to go on here, your daughter's dependency on you is a factor that is keeping her young. I know this sounds weird, but at some point, helping is hurting. The more you help, the more it encourages her belief that she can't manage on her own. And I'm certain that a significant part of her disability is her belief in the dis and not in the ability. So now, rather than think of whether she should come home or not, she and you need to think of how she can get past the idea that she's disabled and get on to the idea that she needs the skills to manage her anxiety that is limiting her vast, untapped potential as a young woman. Now, you asked the question, how can we continue to support her growth and independence through these episodes? And the answer is by doing less and not more. I'd recommend that when she calls you with a drama that's upsetting her, simply respond by validating how tough it is and then go on to describe something in your life that's hard too. What you'd be doing is changing from the person with the answers to simply normalizing the experience and acting like problems are a normal part of life that we all need to deal with. Let me role play what I mean. When she shares something horrible happening, it would go like this. She says, "We just got a new manager at work and he's totally mean. He doesn't understand my condition at all and he gives me the worst shifts. I don't know how I'll be able to handle it." This is your response. "Oh, sweetheart, that's terrible. I hate it when things are going along pretty well and then out of the blue a new crisis shows up. It seems like that's always happening. Just yesterday I was saying to Dad how calm everything was going for us, and then suddenly the dog gets the runs and starts throwing up and it wouldn't stop. We had to take him to the vet on Sunday and they put him on an IV to get his fluids back up. They're keeping him for observation to see if it passes or if they need to do more. That little episode will cost us close to $1,000. So, Heather, you see what I mean? You have to stop having answers and start believing in your daughter's inner strength. Her ability to find answers to her problems is something that she needs to embrace. She is a good candidate for therapy and likely medication. Is she seeing a therapist and a psychiatrist? I'm guessing she is. If she is and needs more, there could very well be an intensive day treatment program in her community. Community-based day treatment programs are often utilized after a psychiatric hospitalization, but that wouldn't be a requirement. They offer mindfulness, skill development, cognitive behavioral therapy, and they do it in a group setting so clients help each other and work together, and that's a very empowering thing. More intensive treatment yet would be a residential treatment program for young adults with severe emotional issues. Another thing to consider if, after changing your relationship with your daughter, getting appropriate therapy, and if she continues to stay stuck, would be psychological testing. That would discover if there are undiagnosed issues that need consideration. For instance, autism spectrum disorder would be an example. So these options are there for your daughter, but in order for her to grow and get better, she needs to own her problem, then she can own the solution. Your role is to communicate that to her, not by shaming or complaining that she relies on you too much, but by not having answers or even suggestions, but by asking her how the professionals are helping her, how they're helping her believe in herself, manage your anxiety, set personal goals, and take steps towards achieving them. It could also be reasonable for you and she to have therapy together to help the two of you make that transition from dependency towards independence. Then your relationship with your daughter can be more positive and fun, going shopping, buy shoes, have a latte together. Let her get the advice she needs from professionals. So listeners, parents, and professionals, Heather's question is a common and important one. The process of helping a child grow up is a gradual handoff of responsibility of functions from parent to child, then parent to teenager, and then to young adult. This process is more difficult, and we have to be empathetic to this, It's more difficult to execute when children, teens, or young adults have issues that make self-management more challenging. That's much more difficult for parents to know how and when to let go and empower their child to function on their own. It's also easy for therapists to get caught in the same trap, see the disability, empathize, even try to teach and encourage the use of skills, but not realize the letting go struggle and dilemma between the parent and child, a dilemma that one unanswered can keep young adults and their parents handcuffed together indefinitely. So, thanks for tuning in, everyone, and thanks to you, Heather, for your very important question. And we wish you and your daughter our very best. And as we sign off, let's all take a deep breath and think of one thing we're particularly grateful for. And please take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.